Hi, welcome to Hocus Pocus Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door. If you're curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey, we are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you information on interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus Let's Focus episode.
Ooh, you know what I keep thinking of? Not that one, but I do like that song. So this is love. So this is love.
And then Sheldon in the background spraying.
Spraying the last song. Oh my gosh. Hello, everybody, and happy February. We made it through January. We made it, Dee.
We did.
I didn't know if we'd make it, dude. Retrograde.
I love that you say that. I was like, okay, it was a meteor.
I'm just saying, like, oh man, my ass was dragging. I will share with the audience that my unfortunate little episode. Where I passed out.
Oh, I was like, what episode? Like, what did we record?
Our episode. Embarrassing episode. That's why I was like, I don't know if we were gonna make it.
I know. Y'all, you want to tell them what happened?
Just long story short, if you were listening to the previous episodes, I've been having like dizziness and stuff like that, so I'm like, all right, it's time to see a doctor, blah blah blah, get my vitals checked. So I never was squeamish. That's what I was telling my friends. I've never been squeamish. Like the last time years ago, when I was really sick and they thought it was my gallbladder, I had to go through all these tests, right? But I would watch, you know, them take my blood out and I would see it in the vial. And I have always been fascinated. Like I'm not squeamish. But one time, I don't know what that nurse did or what happened, but it was the first time I fainted.
Oh.
And then when I woke up, I was like all freaked out, but I had to still go through the series of exams. And then it's hit or miss if I faint or not. Now, the last time I had to give blood, I was fine. I didn't faint. I was like, hell yeah, good. I'm over it. But this last time, you guys, like, thank goodness I should have done a trigger warning. Sorry, trigger warning, blood.
But there will be no graphics displayed on this podcast. Yeah. There you go.
Just saying, sorry, y'all. But yeah, just she filled my vials and I was fine. All of a sudden, I was like, in my head, I was like, fuck, I'm feeling lightheaded. And I said it all. I was like, I'm feeling a little lightheaded. And the next thing I know, all I see is like, I open my eyes, I see these two nurses like staring at me. And I was like, shit. And my mask is off my face. And I was like, and they're like, oh my gosh, Mrs. Paws, which kind of threw me off because, you know, I'm married now, huh? Like, Mrs. Paws, open your eyes. And I was like, okay. And so it was just one nurse. I guess she called for help. And then she's like, we had a really difficult time waking you up. Like we had to use the ammonia salts on you. And I was like, and she's like, even that wasn't waking you up. This poor nurse, you guys, like, she said she was waving the salts under my nose that I still wasn't waking up. And so she's like, I smelled it to see, is this even like working? Is it like expired or what? And she's like, nope, it's working. And finally I came to. So, but hey, we made it through January.
That's right. Okay.
Oh,
I would have been, no, girl. You still got so much more.
Yeah.
Remember, what did you tell Danny? What did you tell Danny on your wedding vows?
Oh, death is only the beginning. Uh-huh.
See, and this just comes right after we talked about the Book of the Dead.
That's true. I knew we would make it. It was just, oh man, it's like when you're crawling to the finish line.
Oh, girl. Girl, like, January is really, good God, it's like we party too damn much.
It's because, you know what, you're right. Like, when y'all, if you haven't listened to Hair of the Dog, go listen to that episode, because it really is, you were right, Dee, January is like the hangover, the holiday hangover, and you're trying to get back into a routine and cleaning and, you know, all this shit, and it's like, damn, man,
No, it's like you can't catch a break. Like yeah. You really can't. You're really playing. Okay, so let's just break it down, and I'll make my rant short and sweet. The last 2 weeks of December, you are hauling ass. So you're already playing catch up. You're behind.
Right.
Because all of Christmas, you're cramming in for, you know, December, you're cramming in for December. And what happens is, like, once you don't put the proper steps to make sure, like, if you start your last month, it's not really how you set your first month, February 1st or January 1st, I've got all my ducks in a row. You don't do that. Like, you plan, if you're going to plan for the following month, you better make sure that your previous month is all to the T. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what happens. It's like when you have stuff in the pipeline, when you have your prospects, you can't just expect January 1st to roll around the corner and have like all these magical clients lined up, or these potential clients, when you didn't do the work in December. Right. It's like reaping what you sow. And if you're very, very busy, which the last 2 weeks of December or the whole entire month of December is, you're literally going into January behind. And That's what happens is, like, there's that discrepancy for December. January 1st is not the clean slate because you're already rushed from everything. Mm-hmm. And we're playing catch up. It's just a really weird thing. And then it takes you like mid-March to kind of get your groove again. And then summer comes around and you're like getting your groove again. And then like fall. It's just like life is just, I was going to say a series of unfortunate events, but no, life is not that. Life is a fucking juggling act, y'all.
Can be, yeah. And this is finding that balance. It really is.
But so, talking of balance, I know we're not going to talk about the specific card, but life is literally the Two of Pentacles.
Yeah.
And you're just like on this little tiny, tiny, tiny unicycle, mm-hmm. balancing this shit.
Yeah. And so just gotta be careful.
Yeah, but we've made it. This month is the month of, do you want to tell our lovely audience what this month is all about, Susan?
Yeah, so okay, so I know sometimes, you know, Dee and I were talking about it, like, oh, you know, Valentine's Day, everyone's just like, oh, love
it. Does suck, by the way.
The love aspect, and what if I don't have somebody? And when we were planning in December for the episodes, we were thinking, you know, yes, it's about love, but that doesn't always mean that you need to have, you know, be in a relationship, because I think sometimes we lose touch of being in love with ourselves. And it's hard, it's difficult, especially if you endured any kind of trauma, you know. So
breakup, heartbreakup in high school, y'all, that still lingers on, college.
Even younger, I mean, if you didn't feel, you know, if you don't have bonds like with your siblings or your parents, or if you don't even know your parents and you're adopted, sometimes those things, you carry that weight. So our month of February, this month of February, is all about self-love and healing. So it's really taking time for you guys out there, specifically for you.
With the month of February, and I just, this is not sponsored in any shape or form, but I have noticed that a lot of companies, especially, you know how much I love matcha ubi earrings. Yeah. If you guys have not, again, not sponsored in any shape or form, I just really, really love, her messaging and her branding, especially geared. So right now she has a box that, so she named a pair of earrings after me, y'all. So just putting it out there, but these pair of earrings that the collection that she's done, it has been all about self-love. So her little box is now a self-love box, and it really encourages women to embrace that aspect of themselves that they left kind of in the back burner. Or like Susan said, if you experience trauma in one way, shape, or form, it tends to manifest in some areas of your life. And it's 100% okay to accept. And I was telling Susan that it's like, it's okay to accept that you want a Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Like I act like I'm so hard and I hate Valentine's Day, which is kind of true. But like after carefully thinking it out and being honest with myself and like that self-love, I do want a Valentine's Day and it's okay. Like don't act super hard and like rigid and say like, I don't believe in love. Screw this. It's like, if you really want to accept it, like learn that self-love within yourself. And that is what we're here at Hocus Pocus. Our month of February, we're gearing it all towards self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So and we have some sexy magic.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
I wanted to give her segment. I will not clutch my pearls with that.
I will
be like, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to place my pearls right in front of me.
That's true. Who the fuck am I kidding, right? But with that said, I just wanted to actually give a big shout out on our podcast. We are actually going to read another five star review that we got. Yay. So we have Love This Podcast - Valerie. Valerie says that this podcast was recommended to me. As an intuitive myself, I am very picky with the kind of content that I listen to and support. So this was a lovely surprise and a great referral. These ladies really operate from a genuine and authentic. And this is Valerie Cates. So thank you, Miss Valerie.
Love it. So happy you're enjoying the content. We love hearing from you guys. So leave us those 5-star reviews. And of course, if you take a screenshot and you add us on Instagram or on our TikTok or just send us the email, you will receive a free reading with that 5-star review.
$3.99, y'all.
Who doesn't love a freebie?
This month of love, you can use that 5-star review to getting a free love reading.
Heck yeah.
Not to see if your ex is going to come back.
No.
Or we'll finally get over your ex. So. Self-love, y'all. Self-love.
For sure.
But without further ado, I want to... You want to...
Do you want me to start? Or
I was going to tell you. Like, do you want to raise your glass to this episode that's all dedicated... to partnerships, to love, and all things.
Yes.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. So
yes. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers. So what we're doing is we're going to be talking about these beautiful love cards that come out in tarot. Mm-hmm. I will be doing the minor arcana of the Two of Cups. And you want to tell them what you're doing?
Yep. So I'm going to hit up the major arcana with the lovers.
Oh, since it's major arcanas, and we're all, Susan actually told me when she's like, let's bust out all our tarot decks to see what the difference of each of these cards are. So I don't know if you want to start with how do your...
So I'll start off prefacing this. I didn't bring out all my cards
because you have a lot. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I have a lot. So I just picked up 3 decks and I was like, okay, you're up. So I'm using
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, I was like, well, I was gonna go, obviously I'll go traditional with the Rider-Waite deck. And then I'm using the Bianco Nero deck.
Oh, I like that one.
And it's beautiful because it's in black and white. And then I thought I'd go a little fun and I'm using the Disney Villains tarot deck.
So, I have a question. Who has the lovers card in the villains deck?
So it's actually True Love and it's Ariel with, you know, Prince Charming here, Eric. And then in the background, it's Ursula.
Okay,
but it's what's her name when she's
pretty, right? When Ursula turns pretty. I can't remember.
Let me see, hold on real quick.
I just call her pretty Ursula.
Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
Vanessa. So I thought, you know, I'd be, you know, we'll go traditional and then something a little bit more, I don't want to say simplistic, but it's just beautiful how it's in black and white with the Bianco Nero and then something kind of fun with the villain's tarot deck. So I thought that was enough.
So let me actually pull out my cards. I am using, well, you know that I only have like 4 tarot decks. Mm-hmm. Oh, bitch, you can't count. You have 3.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
I ain't calling you. No, myself. No. When the fuck did I get another one? I have more Oracle than I have.
Yeah, because Oracle. Yeah.
But I'm using my Supernatural deck, which I absolutely love. I love the Two of Cups depiction in this one. Mm-hmm. Because it is actually Bobby, and I call him X, Agent X, because he used to come out in the X-Files, but his name is Rufus in Supernatural. So when I first discovered Supernatural, I loved it because it had elements, literally has the characters, like the actors from the X-Files series into the show. Nice. So I always loved it for that aspect. And when they ever come out with an X-Files tarot deck, fuck, I'm all on that, like white on rice.
Like it.
And for the Lover's card, and then I'm using my Everyday Witch, which, you know, I was absolutely gifted to me from you. And I love that card because it helps me when I'm feeling all up in my feels. And the traditional Rider-Waite card.
Nice. Okay.
So those are my 2 cards that I'm using. And I pulled up actually the Lovers for 1 and the 2 of Cups. And I'm pulling out the Lovers from each deck. The Lovers and the 2 of Cups.
2 of Cups. Yeah. I did the same. And I was telling Dee earlier today that I use an app when I check my horoscope and it gives you the card of the day. And the card of the day I got today was Lovers. So it's like, that's so fitting because that's the card I'm talking about today. So
it's the destiny. It's like how one of my friends is like, I'm a little stitious. She's just a little stitious. Trust me, sooner or later she'll be superstitious, but whatever.
We're just a little stitious. Well, while Dee is taking out both cards, I guess I'll go over what the difference between major and minor arcana are.
Yes, please.
So the major arcana is like your universal spiritual path. Yeah, so it's like the big journey. This is the fool's journey. This is where, you know, decisions kind of shape things, things that you're manifesting. It's also like, and I love, so right now I have the Kitchen Table Tarot, and I'll just read straight from her book because I love the way that she states this. What's the difference between the minor arcana and the major arcana? They're equally important and they both tell stories. The difference is the major arcana is your life in all caps, and the minor arcana is just your life. So she says, for example, if you get the 7 of Swords, which is a minor arcana, and the Death card, which is major, she says, I can see if you don't stop lying, you're going to seriously change your life, probably by pissing people off and causing drama.
I have a question for you. Did you really just say no cap?
All caps. The major arcana is your life in all caps. Like, it's getting your attention.
Oh, okay. There you go. Got it. Okay, because you know how I feel when I hear young ones saying, like, no cap, and I'm like, what the fuck does this mean?
No cap. It means, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it still bothers me to this day that they say that, but whatever.
Oh, my gosh. So you can see the major arcana are like the bend in the road, and the minors are your road signs. So the major arcana is like that major, which is the Lovers. Like, this is very important. It's, you got to pay attention. Like, the minor is like your everyday mundane kind of life and what you need to be guided in. Long story short. So. Did you want me to start with the Lovers, or you wanted to?
Yeah. I think we get the point on the major arcana ones.
Honestly.
On the Rider-Waite, even though mine's in Spanish.
Yeah.
That was the one I've been trying to figure out.
So the Lovers is, I am focusing, right? And then it's like, oh, the Lovers, you know, it's actually a very beautiful image. Depending on what card or what deck you have, right? So if we're looking at the Rider-Waite, it's, you know, two beings, they're stark bucket naked, and then there's an angel up over them with the sun shining, and you have two trees. One is on fire, the other one is fruitful with what looks like a serpent on it. I mean, it's very biblical. Yeah, it's biblical, like Adam and Eve kind of thing going on. Yeah, so when you're looking at the lovers, it's relationships, it's union, it's choices, it's commitment, and it's duality. It can also mean lust. And it's really analyzing love in your life. But again, it's not just with a lover. It's how you are interacting with other people in your life. Because yeah, I have my husband, but I have a relationship with D. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So how am I fostering that? Because I love her. She is like my soul sister. If whatever she's going through, I'm there, you know, to help her, you know, and vice versa. When she celebrates, I celebrate. When she's pissed, like I'm pissed too. Like, let's go, let's throw some hands. So it's really, I freaking love Cody, my Cody dog. How are you fostering that love in your surroundings? So the depiction, even when I'm looking at the lovers in Bianco and Nero, they're also naked. And I don't know about what's on your lover's card, and I'll ask you here in a bit, but there's a mountain peak also.
Yes, so, I see in my in the Rider Waite. Mm-hmm. It's like a mountain in the middle. It kind of looks
very phallic. Mm-hmm. You know, so it is romantic. Don't get me wrong. It is. It's just, it's also about, if you're looking at it romantically, it's about attraction, it's about sex, but it's also about your self-esteem and your confidence. I mean, I don't know about you, but how many of you can actually feel confident, you know, walking around stark naked like these two lovers in the card?
You know what I mean? Brave, like, shit right there.
Yeah, like if you're trying to boost that self-confidence, I would pull out the lovers, you know, however you feel comfortable, if you know you bear down, and looking at yourself in the mirror and forcing yourself to look at your reflection and what is positive about you. Because like I tell my students, it's so easy to be negative. Like, it's really easy, but it's hard to find something, you know, it's like, I trust myself and I'm beautiful in this way, or I have confidence around this, or what is your life center around joy? Know what I mean?
No, and really, usually, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. I'm pretty sure anybody who's ever read tarot, oh my God, I've heard it time and time again before, like, tell me my true love, or when the lovers come out, it's like, will I find the true love? And sometimes that's not what it means. Yeah. Sometimes what happens is when it tends, I think when it's in reverse, and the person, even though it could be upright, there's something in that person internally that there's just disharmony between them. Like, it's just not adding up. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find answers in anything. What is it? It's like, you're just trying to find.
Well, you also have to look, you're looking for the answers, but when you're looking at the lover's card, because remember, everyone has masculine and feminine energy. I have masculine energy in me, even though I'm a female, right? Born a female. Mm-hmm. But we all need to have that balance. And when we're unbalanced, that can also mean that we're not finding that duality. But it's like, you brought up a point. I don't know if you're going to talk about reversals or not, but if we're seeing this, let's say you're not even getting a reading about love. What if you're getting a reading about your job and the lovers come out? That's what I'm saying. Like, if your reading is about your job, the card could represent cooperation, harmony. Maybe you're joining forces with someone in your workplace toward a common goal, you know, so that you can have security and you have trust in that partner, you know, when you're working. Not that you have a romantic partner in your business, but you know, you have that. Same thing about money, right? So, okay, you know, I need a reading about my finances, da, 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 and the lovers come out. It's like, okay, not saying you love money, we all do, but that's like benefiting from either, you know, you're seeking financial, you know, backing, or maybe this card is like giving you a thumbs up, like, should I start this business? I don't know. I'm on the fence. And then the Lovers come out. It's like, what the hell does that mean? It's like, yeah, dude, like this is what's driving you. Yeah, it's scary, but you go for it. But like Dee said, if it's in reverse, it's an imbalance, it's disharmony. I mean, it could also mean conflict and selfishness. So it's not just, you know, trumpets and rose petals, even though that's what we see here, right? But just know that you don't really need that partner. You can't make someone love you because you're only in charge of yourself. Which is, and I'm only going to side note, like when I'm doing like love spells, or when someone's like, you know, can I do like a love spell to bring my ex back and this and this, it's like, okay, well, hold on, let's peel back the layers a little bit. Why do you want your ex back? What is it that you're missing? And it's like, whatever you're missing or think you're missing from an ex is because you're missing that in yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I love the way they, it's just the way that he would like, or she would, you know, be my cheerleader, or, you know, would push me in my boundaries, or, you know, shower me with gifts. It's like, well, what if you showered yourself with gifts? You know what I mean? It's like, well, what do you mean? Shoot.
I feel attacked.
Why?
I'm just kidding. Oh, because it's true. I'm just kidding. No, because it's 100% true. And I'm going to, let me chime in on this one. When you said about bringing an ex back, and now that we're on the topic of February, that topic tends to be very heightened, especially with Valentine's Day around the corner. Literally, it's going to be in a few days. Mm-hmm. And we all love, it's like that time of nostalgia. And we tend to look, it's like, I missed how they were. It's like, I missed the presents. But you brought up a very good point. And that's why I told you, like, I felt offended. But I didn't. When you love something for the other person that they would do to you, you're kind of like relying on an external force instead of an internal force. Mm-hmm. And it's looking it for your ex to come back, or looking it for a future partner. If you don't patch it up within yourself, you're always going to have like that. It's going to be like a missing piece of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. So you need to give that to yourself. And it's different when it's given to yourself, because you know that you're going to be there for yourself no matter what. Mm-hmm. When that person may not be with you in the hardest times and your, you know, funnest times or anything like that, it's like you can give that to yourself.
Yep.
And you don't need somebody else to provide that external value that you're missing. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. internal.
Yeah. Speaking of internal, because I was looking at True Love with the Villains deck, freaking Ursula took Ariel's voice box, you know what I mean? Yep. And so it's and how funny that is, like, and it doesn't even say Lovers on this card, it says True Love, because it's like, you know, and she's like, but without my voice, she's like, you got your looks, your pretty face, you know, and your body language. It's like, okay, if you feel stuck, it's like, kind of take a step back and kind of see it from a different point of view. You know what I mean? So obviously communicate is a big thing, right? Communicate. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe this year I would really like if we, I don't know, something completely different. We took a bath together, you know, even if it's something small like that. But I'm just going to read the True Love from from the Villains, because it's really cute. So it says, a True Love tarot card represents harmony, unity, and faith. Nothing can get in the way of true love, not even Ursula's seductive human alter ego, Vanessa. So it says to consider your options carefully and you'll get your happily ever after. And it's like the perfect match. It's harmonious. And so the card has Ariel and Eric on the bottom of it. And Vanessa's like huge, like she takes up the whole card. But you know, they're staring at each other and they're not naked. Okay, just so everyone knows.
Well, of course it's Disney.
You know, like Mickey Mouse would be an uproar. Preface that, it's like, wait a minute. So they're naked? No, they're not naked. And it's just finding that harmony. So I think if we can work on the harmony within ourselves, we have that. And it's like Dee said, right now, it's like, oh, it's February, it's love. In bulk just happened. You know, you're planting the seeds and the sun is coming. So now it's like, you know, we're starting to bloom and blossom. So it makes sense that when you see the Lover's card, you automatically think, oh, relationship. Cause we're kind of, I don't know how you feel, Dee, but I feel like it's like, you know, we're kind of conditioned that way. It's like,
what?
I have to have a relationship. I have to have the perfect relationship. I have to have this. When the Lovers come out, you know, oh my gosh, that means, you know, what does that mean as far as the aspect of me and my significant other or whatnot? But hey, people are 100% content being by themselves. And that's
and the it's being, and honestly, you're 100% right. We have, I think, growing up in this society, it's, you see that in your upbringing, like with your family, when they tell you basically, you know, marry, it's like Cher. And I love this quote from Cher. It's like, marry a rich man. It's like, mama, I am a rich man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's true. It's like, we have this emphasis on marriage. And I'm not saying that we should all be feminists and be like, I can't.
Right.
But having somebody should not complete you. Mm-hmm. It should complement you.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that.
They should be the highlighter to your, you know, to your blush, but not literally your whole entire,
yeah,
you know, your contour.
That is amazing. I love that you just said that right now. That like so much, that resonated with me so much right now. I love that.
Yeah, because we have grown up and everyone says, it's like, find your other half, find the other half that completes you. And I'm like, you're whole as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go around thinking that you need somebody else to fill in those gaps, it's like you said, it's like you're always going to be looking at an external thing to complete you and then not an internal thing.
Exactly. I think that's a good segment for the Two of Cups.
So with that being said, the Two of Cups actually is by far my favorite in the entire tarot collection. I love the pentacles. I specifically am very, very happy when I see the pentacles. Of course, like my Taurus moon in me would show. But every single time that I get the Two of Cups, and I love seeing it in my Oracle deck.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Season of the Witch Yule Edition. It is considered cardinal medicine, and it's literally two cardinals. And I really, really think it. Every time I get that, I think of the Two of Cups in oracle form. Oh, so
I did not know that.
It is. It's such a beautiful card. Like, I literally am very, very happy every single time I see it come up in my
it's a happy
in my card. Readings. Yeah, it is such a happy card for me. And I'm going to tell you a little instance about my Two of Cups that I was a little stitious. So before I started doing tarot, I was like practicing. It's like around when I was still working for K-Fox. For Sinclair. We'll leave it at that. And I was on my almost my last days of working there. And there's this woman that I did not like. I did not like her at all. She was just a real one-upper. She would always one-up things. And I remember I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Chris. And I had told her, but like, she's like, Denora, do the right thing. And I was like, oh, whatever. So I ended up going up and telling this person that I didn't like. It's like, hey, you know, this day they're having a goodbye lunch. Because D is petty. Have it, believe it or not, I can be all peace and love, but she's petty as fuck, y'all.
We're here for it.
Yeah, she's petty. She's not above and a lot of things in this life. So I went right up to her and I told you, hey, you're invited, blah, blah, blah. And when I got back home, because I would just come home for lunch instead of, you know, spending it somewhere else. But I was like, actually breaking in my new supernatural deck, and I actually got the Two of Cups. And it was actually, that's like 20 minutes had passed. since I had spoken to her, and I was like, fuck, I hate tarot, I hate divination. Because it's true, it's like, at that point, I wasn't forming a friendship, but at the same time, it's like, I was mending something, you know, it was like, not a unified love, but hey, I'm not gonna, and at that time, I considered, it's like, I don't want any beef, whatever, it's like the last, we'll just be civil, and we'll be cordial. So when I was flipping through my decks, one of the jumper cards actually turned out to be the Two of Cups. And it turned out that, you know, it's like, maybe that's what I needed to let go of. And this universe was celebrating. It's like, thank you for being like the bigger person. It just calmed me a little bit more. I didn't like how she treated most of my marketing consultants, but I didn't like how she did. But when I did that, I was like, okay, the universe is telling me, it's like, Dinora, thank you for being like the bigger person. So that's why I associate the Two of Cups. I love seeing it because I feel like I'm on the right track when I see it, when I get it.
That's good. I like that story. Yeah. Wow.
But in my Two of Cups, in the supernatural one, it's all blue. So of course it's like the theme. And it has Bobby, which is a very, they're both hunters in this series. And Bobby and Rufus are kind of like the most badass hunters out there. Like Bobby is a knowledge, a pool of knowledge, and they're clinking glasses. So the reason why I love that, and I think I loved when I got it after I didn't. So in the first episodes where you're introduced to Rufus, him and Bobby clash. They just fight. They hate each other, whatever. And they, and he's like, I never want to see Rufus again. He's ruined my life or anything like that. But in this depiction, as it evolves, and as actually Bobby is trying to find his way before he dies and gets collected by a reaper in the series, Rufus actually guides him to face his fears in everything in his life. So Rufus has been that partner for Bobby in every aspect of their hunting career when they've both got into hunting. And I think that's what I love it. So for me, I resonate a lot with the Two of Cups because I related back to partnerships. I know that I'm on the right place. When we started Hocus Pocus, I loved, you know, us getting the Two of Cups. I think that you and I are the perfect embodiment of the Two of Cups. It's like, so the key words for the Two of Cups are unified love, partnerships, and mutual attraction.
Right.
But for me, the highlight of everything has been the partnership. And it was like Susan said, like the lovers is the love that we have for each other. I love Susan and I trust her with my life, with everything. She is my soul sister, my soul witch.
Yes.
And my soul bitch.
Yeah. I like that.
She's my soul bitch, but. Yeah. And when I started doing Hocus Pocus, I had always had a very disdained attraction towards, you know, having a female partner, just because I had been burnt in the past. And I think we all have.
Yeah.
Honestly, like being a girl growing up, we have so many girls that, you know, either they're haters, they are jealous, you maybe had your best friend and they backstabbed you. I've heard it so many times before. And actually in this phase of my life, when I was introduced to Susan, it kind of shifted that perspective. It's like healing that partnership, healing that aspect in me. So for me, Susan, and when I see the Two of Cups, I automatically go into Susan. Like that's our embodiment. It is. Because it's true. It's like, and it's funny because in my other Two of Cups, and I'll tell you about, I think for the exception of the Rider-Waite, the Everyday Witch one has a couple, a guy and a girl in the sunset and they're clinking glasses like at sun. But in that depiction, it actually portrays like love, like, right? The perfect partnership. And it's funny because the lovers should be the Two of Cups and the Two of Cups should be the lovers.
Yeah.
And that's why I love my supernatural deck. and the Rider-Waite, because it's actually showing people of the same sex coming together. It's not necessarily that another person of the opposite sex needs to, or the same sex, if you know,
right,
if you're in that, but that you can find those friendships within somebody else. Because, and that's really nice.
Yeah, because it's truly about like coexisting and supporting, like the, mm-hmm. the cups are like balanced, you know.
It is.
And, I mean, I'm looking at my Rider-Waite one, and I know it's an old school one.
Is it a woman or is it a guy?
It's a woman and a man, because if you look on the left, like she's wearing the shroud, and then like the long dress, shit. And then on the other side it's a man. But when I look at that, I was listening to other podcasts, you know, it looks almost like he's trying to like ask for her cup or take her cup. So this one has never been my favorite in the Rider-Waite.
Or maybe he's giving it to her, by the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's up for interpretation, right? I don't know. She just doesn't seem warm. Like wanting to give.
Okay, yeah. No, and I'm honestly, this card, I thought it was a dude because I was like, oh, maybe he's also wearing like a giant toga.
I can see that though. But then I'm looking at my Two of Cups in the Bianco Nero, and I like this one because it's again a man and a woman. They're side by side and they're gazing at each other and they're clinking the glasses. In the villain's deck, it's just two glasses and excuse me, the whatever's inside of it, it's equal, like it's balanced. There's no character, it's just two gold chalices. And it's like when you cheers, you know, and the fluid flows up, it's flowing between both cups equally.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you that because, and I'll talk about my everyday witch one, mm-hmm. but in my supernatural one that I love getting it, they're actually clinking and you can see Bobby's like liquid, like when they do this and it just like kind of like stays still in the air and then it goes back.
Yeah.
But they're equal. They're both like looking each other eye to eye and they have like a smile on their face. It's kind of like a half grin.
Yeah.
But it's like that bond. And in my everyday witch, it also comes with cats and the two couples. So it's really of a couple. It's a girl witch and then a male witch. And of course they have their companions. So the girl has a black cat and he's gifting this other calico cat, like a goldfish. And the black cat's like, here, take it. And I think I love the depiction of the cats better than both like opposite sex, mm-hmm. just because we should have that partnership. It's like, it's about friendship too. Like mm-hmm. the calico cats, you don't see if they're a girl or boy, right. but they're like coexisting. They're like, hey, here's the fish. I'm offering it to you so you can eat, you know, and it's like sharing what you have. And I think that's what I like about, I love the cat element of this one.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
But yeah, so the Two of Cups really, really is just about, you know, entering like a new partnership, whether it be like in love or a business or a friend or a business partner. And honestly, and that's the reason why I love the Two of Cups. When I was debating whether to start Rise or, you know, because of course, when I was doing it, it's like, I have a partner for mm-hmm. Rise Media Network. And I was throwing it and I actually would get cardinal medicine with her. I would get cardinal medicine. And what happens is in my season of the witch Yule, cardinal medicine was referred to as like partnerships. It's like cardinals mate for life, but like when you come, they love you for the quirkiness. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, like with that, I was like, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this a good venture for me? And every single time, cardinal medicine. And when I read it, I was like, oh yeah, this is the Two of Cups. This isn't the Lover's card, it's the Two of Cups, because we both complement each other so well. And that's what I'm telling, like, maybe this phase in my life is much, it's reflected out of a Two of Cups. you know, I have Susan, who is my witch sister, my witch bitch, but at the same time, it's I've come across so many beautiful women that I get to consider them my sisterhood of witches that I've never had. I've told you, I said that to Susan's, like, I am the oldest. I'm surrounded by two boys in my family, my two brothers, and I never got that. I've never had the experience to have sisters to kind of fight for you. And every single time of my interactions with girls has always been very hostile. Mm-hmm. And now that I have, you know, friends, like especially girlfriends who look out for me, who are genuinely interested in not backstabbing me how I feel, or just in general backstab, this is what I feel like sisterhood is. And that's what I love about this new phase in my life, is I get to call my friends sisters, and that's really neat. It's like, that's always what I wanted, mm-hmm. but I didn't want it. But now that I have it, it's like,
you know what it's supposed to be.
It's what it's supposed to be. And it's exactly, I think that's when you find the love of your life and you're like, oh, this feels right. Like, that's how I feel having my true,
your sisterhood,
my true sisterhood. Cause everything just feels right. Like when I talk to you, you know, when I talk to Vicky, and when I talk to Gabby from Matcha Ubi, or when I would talk to Gabby, you know, it means like that. It's just like, oh yeah, this is what sisterhood is. And instead of like fighting each other, it's just, that's what I love. I think for me, like the Two of Cups has helped me heal. Mm-hmm. And that's why I gave it such homage. So like when I see it appear, even in my Oracle deck as cardinal medicine, mm-hmm. and I'm going to show you this thing. So in the description from Biddy Tarot, so it says, when the Two of Cups appears in a tarot reading, you may enter new partnerships, perhaps a lover, friend, or business partner. You are both focused on creating a relationship that is mutually beneficial, one that will create a win-win situation for both parties. You see eye to eye and appreciate what each other can bring to the table. And it's very funny because in my Yule card, my Oracle card, it tells you that. It's like, they love you because you're quirky. Mm-hmm. Don't change. And the Two of Cups, it's like, yeah, I'm in it because I'm here to help you succeed. You're here to help me succeed. And you end up like in the Two of Cups, one is not better than the other.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's balanced. Beautiful.
It's balanced. So I think that's my depiction of the Two of Cups. Honestly, by far, the King of Pentacles, every time I see it come in my cards, Pentacles I love. Mm-hmm. The Two of Cups are my favorite. The High Priestess probably is. I've never understood like the Lovers when it comes down to, just because I think it's something that I still need to do some focus on. Mm-hmm. But the Two of Cups, I was very happy to get because I love the partnerships and the sisterhood that I've come with it. So that's my Two of Cups feeling.
No, I love that. And of course, like, we're our wonderful audience, like, we could actually dive deeper into each card because you can look at the numerology, the colors, flowers, like the depiction, everything. Especially with like the Lovers, because there's so much going on in there. But mm-hmm. even like with the Two of Cups, because if you're looking at, you know, the Rider Waite, there's like a hill and a house back there, you know what I mean? So it's like almost that stability plus the Mercury, and I always forget what that little symbol is called.
I know,
you know, so it's a lot to look at. And but as far as, you know, feeling our emotions with both of these cards, we hope that you at least can look at these two cards in through a different lens instead of just
our heart,
amor, you know, like love for someone else, but really love for you, and either, you know, yourself or your craft, or you and your love of, you know, your pets or your passions, you know, it's whatever drives you. And that is so important to remember, to keep yourself, you know, because you want to, you know, go be at a higher vibration. So you have to know what is good for you and what you love.
And that goes to show, it's like that Two of Cups, it's not just about finding that perfect partner. It's when you get it and you're like, well, I haven't been. It's like, maybe, you know, it's the universe way of saying, it's like, here, you're going to be presented with, you know, your potential business partner or your potential, you know, your soul sister and, or your soul friend, whether that be guy or girl. But don't turn it off. Like, don't try to make it everything about finding the true love of your life through these ventures. It's literally about meeting people who see you as equal. And I think that's really hard when it comes to this day and age. You want to like, well, I'm above them. And literally, like, how I see it in both of my ventures that I've done, mm-hmm. like me and Susan, her and I, we're both equal. Like, yeah. Literally, like, I'm not above her. Mm-hmm. And anything, like when we feel the pressure, it's like, hey, you've been doing too much, hey, can you lend me a hand? Yeah. Literally, it's equal. Mm-hmm. Like what we do, what we slay, 50
it's balanced. 50. Yeah, it's very, very balanced. And if you all take anything away from this episode with these two cards, it's finding that balance, finding the balance of, you know, work and life, or finding the balance of your masculine and feminine energy. Remember, just because you're born a female or born a male doesn't mean that you're just masculine or just feminine. You have a balance of both. So I was going to say, if you wanted for this month, you know, you can do a beautiful rose quartz. They're not expensive if you're looking for that healing, at least for yourself. And like Dee and I said, you don't have to go out and buy things, but even if you were just to take a couple of seconds just to take deep breathing on what makes you happy, I think that would help.
Say your affirmation, women, mm-hmm. guys out there, audience. Really, like,
it helps. Every little bit helps. It does. And it's just,
and that's free 99, y'all. That's exactly. Free 99. A post-it note.
Maybe today you listen to this podcast, and then maybe tomorrow, you know, you say an affirmation, and maybe the next day you pay someone a compliment. And then after that, you pay yourself a compliment, because I think sometimes we work our asses off and then we don't pat ourselves on the back. And you all need to understand that you do a lot. You do a lot. So even if you don't think it, someone out there sees you, and yeah.
And they really do. It's like, really, really pay it forward. If you guys can show your way, shape, or form. But I honestly say, like, before you give to others, you need to give yourself the love that you most need. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny. It's like, instead of, you know, I think I heard this. How did I hear it? It's like, be the adult that your inner child needed the most.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I resonated with that. I think that's always been the other way around. It's like, heal your inner child, like how you would heal the, you know, the child that you had now.
Yeah.
But I think now, like, being in this
figure.
Yeah, being this adult figure, which I never think I'm an adult. I need an adult who's better at adulting. Right?
Like, wait, I'm an adult.
I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. But it's really true. Like, growing up as a child, you know, for me, and the reason why I'm very happy that I'm starting to heal the woman part of me, like the, you know, having friends that are girls and just really having that true sisterhood. I remember one time when I was a little girl, I was in Sullivan, and I'll make the short rant. Mm-hmm. This girl, and I remember her clear as day. I don't know how old she's probably be by now, but she made an impact to me to this day. Women, if you're out there in the universe, I have always thought about you. I don't know who your name was, but you made this little girl's life so much better. And I think I've always had that. So we were at a crossroad. We were about to cross, and she was like all dressed in black, had like this beaded like tie, very like punkish. And she saw me, like I was like looking both ways to cross the street, kind of like very scared. And she's like, come on, come on. And then cross the street. It's like, come with me. Like, you know, like, and to me, I thought that was very, very cool. Like, you know, like you saw this like grown up, Tana's like, come on, you can do it. You're brave enough to cross.
Well, yeah.
Like after you did that. And I think to me, that's always been very,
it impacted you.
It's been impactful for me. That's why I always try to like encourage, like, I was like, yeah, go do it. Like you can't. Cause you don't never know like what that little tiny word can say for somebody else. Like,
mm-hmm.
girl, I'm like 29 years old. And I think when I first heard about that, I was like, what, 6, 7? So we're talking about like a good 20 plus years. And that still impacts me to this day. And that has driven me to what I do every single day. Like,
that's beautiful. Helping.
So y'all, be that adult that you wanted to be as a child.
Yeah.
You that needed there to be.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So with that said, I want to say like, happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Love yourself the more that you can. Because you need it. You've been through a lot. Like we've literally been through a lot individually.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else you got to say before we break to our sponsor.
Just treat yourself. Whatever that
okay, yeah. You. Treat yourself, but don't come on. Like, this is not like Parks and Rec. Like,
treat yourself.
Be like, okay, don't go broke doing it, y'all.
Just treat yourself in a loving way and be kind to yourself. I think that's the biggest thing you can do for you is be kind to yourself. That's it. I'll make it short.
You'll make it short. So with that one, I just want to break down to our word from our sponsor. There's anyone that has managed to put together this beautiful, beautiful partnership. Honestly, this is what we go back to, the Two of Cups, just those collaborations, is Charlie, which is Drop Dead Zombie on over on Instagram. He is also the co-founder of Mocha Designs, or Viva La Mocha for people here in El Paso. Now, the reason why I say this, and it brings this perfect, beautiful segment into the Two of Cups, is both him and his wife, they are a couple, and they both have helped each other. You know, they are complements of each other. So this woman and husband and wife team have managed to create beautiful designs, and this is where we've preached it before. They are now they do beautiful chuco, and if you don't know what chuco is here in El Paso, it's called Chuco Town because of the pachucos. So their style of chuco-ness is very, very relevant in all of their designs. Now for the month of February, if you want to share that special love with your partner out there and their fans of Whataburger, especially if you're in Texas area,
yeah,
if you're anywhere else, I don't know, I can't help y'all, but it's really cute to just say. So they are actually have a t-shirt both for female and male, and it is called What a Vato and What a Woman. So it's really cute. It has like that Wonder Woman-esque logo design to it, but with Whataburger, y'all. So it has like the camel green and then that orange, very iconic of Whataburger. So if you're interested for your loved one, either if you have a badass sister, you know, a sisterhood or anything like that, I definitely encourage you get that for the What a Woman in your life. If your best friend, your bestie is a guy, or just, you know, your husband or whatever floats your boat is a What a Vato, you can get him a Whatabato too. And you guys can be matching too, so.
I like it. I like when we match. Daniel, I was like, hey, we match, I love it.
So yeah, I definitely recommend giving a look out. And if you're interested in our cover art, you can definitely message him for a quote for him to design your podcast logo so you can be stellar and like punkish as we are here at Hocus Pocus. Let's focus.
Yay. I love it. So go out and spread love to yourselves, you guys. Make sure if you are wanting that free reading to give us that 5-star review, take a screenshot and add us. And take some time for you. Take some time for you and hell, whatever that means, even if it's binging something or enjoying a glass Venom. Of it's just like 5 minutes to yourself, whatever you need. So
with that said, guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening, day, morning, however you see this podcast. Definitely head on over to Apple Podcast, hit that dazzling review, and we hope to catch you on the flip side, y'all.
See ya.